Well, Twitter has now waded into the debate about what happened to Khashoggi. The company has suspended accounts of bots that shared tweets in favor of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Joining us now is Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. She's in Washington for our social media roundup. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
So along with suspending a network of bots with pro-Saudi government messages, Twitter has also suspended bot accounts that published critical tweets attacking Khashoggi. What's the company saying about this crackdown?
And it's not necessarily the content of the tweets that's gained the suspension. It's just the nature with which they were being shared. So a number of tweets were being shared in the same way that spam is shared. So exactly the same tweet copied over a series of days or hours, linking into current trends of Twitter hashtags. So that was exactly the behavior that you would expect from spam or bots, which is why Twitter suspended those accounts. The kind of things that were being tweeted and trending right now from the Saudi perspective, which is fascinating. Unfollow enemies of the nation was one of the biggest trending hashtags, obviously in Arabic as well as English. And what's interesting about this, Jeremy, is that there are double tweets and double hashtags. So you'll get the hashtag in Arabic and you'll also get the hashtag in English. Obviously, reaching out to a Western audience. So, for instance, Tariq tweets, "I stand with Saudi Arabia. We have never been so united at this time. Fake news, no matter how thin you slice it, it's still baloney." Gives you an idea of, you know, he's talking to Americans right there. Talking to Americans.
Well, but also social media in Saudi Arabia is highly monitored. So it'd be easier in that country to be tweeting, pro-king.
It would be in your interest to tweet positively for the Crown Prince, because negative tweets are looked at and also monitored.
Okay, so here in the U.S., we're 18 days away from the midterm elections. A lot of states are closing in on voter registration deadlines, and Elle magazine is now apologizing for some clickbait it shared on social media involving Kim Kardashian and Kanye West that, when you clicked on it, it linked to a voter registration site.
And other celebrities. This is, I don't know whether to say this is prime clickbait or the worst clickbait I've ever seen. It was a list of celebrities. And it looked like absolutely a classic Hollywood news that would be spread around. So there was one that said, Tim tweets out, "Wow, I can't believe this is why Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson split up." And then there's a link. And then you think, oh, my goodness, why did they split up? Because you care about them.
Right.
You click on it and then it says, "Time to vote." And you have so been had.
But there have also been a lot of other companies, social media giants, Facebook, for example, that are trying to get people to vote as well, to register to vote as well. I see the ads right on my Facebook page.
Right across of Facebook and also various social media, Snapchat, Instagram as well. Lots of the social platforms are trying to get people to register to vote, to engage in the political process. Just one bit of pushback here from Daryl Woke, who was upset about the L trick. And she said, "This is actually insulting to women, because why use clickbait for voter registration? Do you assume that readers of L magazine aren't smart enough to understand the importance of registering to vote?" And I love the fierce response from Ashley Marie Preston, "And people registered, you're welcome."
Well, but I am sort of wondering whether this is going to make a difference. It might this time, to have
one of the issues with voting or not voting, Jeremy, as you know, is that a lot of young people are not engaged and they don't care. So if you go to the platforms where they play, where they work, and you entice them in, they're registered to vote. So come voting day, they can vote
and
if they are
registered.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, before we could let you go, Femi, I just have to tell you about this survey that Chapman University did. We're coming up on Halloween, and it put out its annual survey of American fears.
Yes.
The top thing that people are afraid of, corrupt government officials in this survey.
That was so weird. Because in the middle was people that I love becoming seriously ill or dying.
I know, you would
think
that would be higher up than corrupt government officials. Also,
it would be at the top.
They were worried about pollution of oceans, rivers, and lakes. But way down on the list, number 90.
Yes.
Clowns.
Oh, it's so creepy. Jeremy, are you scared of clowns?
I'm not.
Okay.
Are you?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe you will be after this music. Femi Okeh, the stream from Al Jazeera. Thank you.
You're welcome.